Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast. Jason's letting me talk the majority of the time.
Yeah, that's every week.
Excuse me?
I actually did a graph with some MIT scientists, and we looked at the podcast over the last 2 years.
What does MIT stand for?
It's tight. Learning is tight.
My. It's tight learning here.
Yeah.
All right, roll the intro music. I'm David. That's Jason. It's the Views Podcast.
What's up, guys?
We're talking about a whole bunch of things here.
We're here with our respective assistants.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking the other day, I was like, you know, we were here this morning with our assistants, and looked over at Natalie, gorgeous, really pretty, smart.
Yeah.
And then I looked over at my assistant, Dima, not so easy on the eyes. And I thought, boy, I fucked up here. But Dima's doing a hell of a job. He's no beauty queen winner, but he's doing a good job.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Earlier, speaking of beauty queens, earlier you were telling me that, who was this guy? Apparently had sex with 20,000 people.
Oh, yeah. Well, with Wilt Chamberlain, the story, according to his book, he was a basketball player in the 60s and 70s and probably one of the best of all time, 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And he won a lot of championships for the Lakers, too.
Sure.
He was a winner. 20,000 women he betted.
He said he had sex with 20,000 women.
20,000 women, yeah. It's so funny talking to you guys. It's literally like I came from another planet sometimes. Like, I brought up Wilt Chamberlain today, and everybody in the room was like, duh, what? What are you talking about?
I mean, how old
and then
is
they
it
go, right? and then when I say something that you guys don't understand, you get frustrated and you get insecure and you go, okay, boomer.
I've heard of Wilt Chamberlain, but how do you have sex with 20,000 people?
Well, I know. I kind of don't believe it either, Dave, but let's do the math.
Because you do 20,000 divided by 365, that's 54 years. That means he, for 54 years, he had sex with one girl a day. That's crazy. So
that's
so
easy.
He's probably counting like he had sex with multiple people at one time.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there was days where he had sex with like four or five girls?
I would think so. I would think like as you're the best basketball player in the world in the 1960s when no one had phones to like talk or anything. Yeah, you take home three girls at night.
Were there even 20,000 women around in the 60s? Like that's a pretty fucking insane number. And they must have all known each other, right? Like it must have been like, oh, hey, I was great sleeping with you. Can you give me your friend's number? And there must have just been like that.
Yeah.
Like it couldn't have, like 20,000, that's a big number.
Well, like 3 in the morning, 3 at night, that's 6 in a day. So that you could probably
do it. I love how
it.
You're talking about it, like you could do it. Well, it's obvious. It's exactly how I do it.
I'm saying if I'm Wilt Chamberlain with a giant cock and, you know,
no
a great metabolism.
No one said he's a big penis. Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain?
Yeah.
Wilt Chamberlain doesn't have a big penis. The guy's 7'1".
Oh.
I mean, he must. I mean, that'd be a shame if he had a tiny cock. That'd be really funny. That'd be really, if he had a Jonah-sized penis.
Wow, yeah, that would be
That's
sad.
Great. How big is your penis, Dave?
You really want to know?
Yeah. Just tell me.
Okay.
Have you measured it?
Of course. Everyone's measured their penis.
Okay. Where do you come out at?
Pretty
large. Give me flaccid and then give me erect.
Okay, deal.
It's seven inches flaccid, 4 inches erect. It actually goes down.
Yeah, when I get hard, it just like shrivels up into a big oval.
Yeah. Who here has seen David's penis? Anybody? Okay, Heath?
Dima, Heath.
Dima, how big is David's
Natalie,
penis?
Put your hand down.
I did not have my hand up.
I just raised my hand for the joke. I haven't seen his dick.
Natalie, what's the biggest penis you ever saw?
Let's ask a more appropriate question.
Okay.
Does size matter? Oh, wow. I thought it was just going to be straight up no. No way. But she's really thinking about this one.
Well, it depends. Like, I don't, like, no. I mean, not really.
It has to be over a certain height. But then you're good.
I mean, it's just...
It's not about the size of the boat. It's about the motion of the ocean. Right, guys?
David's doing stand-up at Cobb's Comedy Club this weekend.
Well, no, that's like an actual thing.
No, Nat, have you ever been unsatisfied in bed? Have you ever had sex with somebody you're like, never again?
No, because I haven't had sex with that many people.
Okay. Fair enough.
Really? I'd say 45 is a lot of people in Adelaide.
Yeah, you fucking wish I had sex with 45 people.
Yeah, I wish. That would turn me on.
I certainly do
not. Oh, Natalie's having sex with more people than I.
David, be honest. Do you have any cameras in Natalie's room?
That has nothing to do with the conversation right now.
That is literally my greatest fear, that my room is mic'd and cammed at all times.
Did you know every time I go to random like parties, I check the air vents for cameras?
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I always. Dima, you do the same thing. I always think there's a camera. That like I always think there's gonna be some party we're gonna go to, and there's just some guy recording everybody's dick, and I always check the air vents.
Everyone's dick?
Do you put a piece of tape over your laptop camera?
No, I'm not that type of guy.
Okay, so you check vents everywhere you go, but when you jack off to porn, you're okay with a hacker just coming in and seeing it?
Sure. I've been doing magic, and I love it. I'll be honest with you.
They're not good magic tricks.
I mean, they're pretty good.
No, they're not, Jason. You stop watching him. It's not magic.
I know, but it's kind of like with Wyatt when you're like, he does something that's like not great, but you want it to feel like it's great.
So you lie.
Yeah, so you just go, oh, it's awesome.
David is a grown-ass man.
You're a grown-ass man.
Yes. You know what, David? No more of that. From now on, brother, let me tell you something with 2022.
Okay, Hulk Hogan.
Listen up, brother. In 2020, things are going to change, okay? Natalie and I are going to be fucking double teaming your ass.
Ew.
2020. Shit. That came out wrong. Cut that out.
Jesus.
No, I'm telling you, brother, you're in for a rude awakening this January 2020. It's going to start right after Christmas. Natalie and I are going to fucking double team your ass. I don't care if that sounds gross. We're going to be ganging up on you. We're going to take it. Natalie, we
have
each other's.
We're not taking any more shit.
Let me first stop saying the word double team. But but yeah, Natalie and I are fucking ganging up on your ass.
Really?
And you know what? It will get physical, brother. It can get physical. No. Like today, when you sat around on the fucking couch and you wasted the whole goddamn day today.
I was so angry at you. I was showing you magic tricks.
Oh my God, these fucking magic tricks. Guys, listen, this is Jason on the mic now. This fucking guy learned some magic tricks from David Blaine, who's amazing, amazing musician. And now that's all David does is he does these magic tricks and he has Taylor plant the fucking cards all over. Like yesterday, he was doing this magic trick and then all of a sudden my phone rings and it's Taylor and she goes, Ace of Spades, like that. And it was my card. But he like somehow had Taylor fucking call me. It's crazy. Tell me about Natalie's birthday. I missed it. I was taking care of my kids.
It was Natalie's birthday for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. You guys are wiped.
Yeah, she's been celebrating a lot. Zane ended up dislocating his elbow.
Oh my God, no way.
It was really funny. So he fell from Mike's shoulders and we had to go to the hospital. And we got to the hospital and he was like sitting in the room like they were getting ready to do x-rays and I look over and there's nurses giggling at a video of Zane falling on Insta stories. And it was really funny because none of them acknowledged that they knew who Zane was or anything.
Right.
It was just funny to watch him, like watch Insta stories of him being a drunk mess as they're about to basically operate on the guy.
Yeah.
Did they go to like give him morphine and you're like, no, he's pretty fucked up. He's good.
They gave him a lot of drugs.
They did.
And yeah, he was really fucked up when he got there because he was drunk when he got there. So they were like, have you done any drugs? Because they have to ask him, right? And he was like, yes. And I was like, no, he hasn't. And she's like, what drugs have you done, sir? And he goes, all of them. All of them. And I go, he hasn't done any drugs. And then like she had to confirm with me if I was lying or if I was like trying to watch his back. I was like, no, he drinks a lot. He doesn't do any drugs. And so, yeah, it was a mess. And then we got home at 7 a.m. the next day. Ugh. 7 a.m. we got from the hospital.
Thanks, and then, man. Natalie, how was your birthday? What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was... David got me a brand new car.
Oh, the Bronco.
Yes, my dream car.
Yeah.
Yep, I've wanted that. My mom and I used to like fight over who was going to get it first. Uh-huh. And she was actually here when I got it. And she started crying. Not because she was so excited, but she was like, damn it, Natalie, you got it first.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
How stupid you are?
No. I was thinking about like how gross it is to rap, like how people rap about sex.
Oh.
And like sex is like a pretty weird thing. Like when I think of sex, I think of like, I don't know why, but my head always goes to like dogs fucking, like dogs having sex and like how just like funny and weird it looks, right?
Okay.
But it's so weird that like we've made it such a normal thing for like rappers to rap about sex. Like it's like this cool thing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Even though it's like this like pretty like animal like beast like thing to do, right? To have sex. Like it's like you're humping another human.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like actually really fucking weird and looks really stupid.
we talk about sex on the podcast or in the vlogs. It's no different.
No, I know, but I just find it so interesting that it's kind of like sex is as glorified as it is, because it really is like a weird fucking thing to do. Like, it's like,
are you taking a vow of celibacy again?
But yes, like, yeah, I'm never having sex. So the other day we were in Chicago,
yeah,
and we got a security guard just to help us go with like day by day type of stuff.
Sure.
And then we found another security guard that we found through a friend, and he was more trustworthy because he's used him before. So we had to call the original security guard back and be like, hey, we found somebody. Thank you, though, but we're going to go with him. And then that security guard got so mad, he called and he double-checked where we were going. And mm-hmm. he's like, you guys are going to Dave & Buster's, right? And we were like, yeah. And he posted on his Facebook my assistant's phone number and said, I'm having a meet and greet at that Dave & Buster's.
Wow.
And everyone should come there at 7 p.m. So he did the exact opposite of what we were hiring him to do. Isn't that fucking insane?
Oh, man.
That shit was scary.
That's fucking nuts.
Natalie, who's smarter, me or you? Who do you think is smarter?
I think you're...
Thank you.
A pretty
That's
big
all.
Idiot.
So. What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I said, you're the smartest, Dave.
Who got better grades in high school?
In high school?
We probably got the same.
We probably got the same grades.
Yeah.
A's and B's. Granted, I also cheated off Natalie on most of the tests. So that's why I had similar... stats. I don't know. I would say Natalie's more organized than me. That's where she wins.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
what
overall,
are you better at?
I'm just sweeter. I'm nicer.
Sweeter.
I'm better to hang out with.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a good friend.
That's nothing to do with being smart. It's not Natalie answer. What do you think David's good at and smart wise?
Well, let me say that about you first. You're very organized. You stay on task. You're very good at time managing. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how you fit all those naps and all those meals into such a busy day.
That's not the case.
Okay, go. What am I better at?
You're good at, being creative.
That's not smart.
Yeah, oh, we're still on intellectual.
Yeah, that's definitely that. I think that's smart, being creative.
You're innovative.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, what a nice compliment.
Wow, that is the way I would describe myself if I had to.
Have you guys been being nice to each other lately?
Yeah, a lot. Like, really nice.
Why'd you get so defensive right there?
We're covering up some bad shit going on over here.
We didn't have a big
here.
Fight at the Langham.
Did you?
Oh my God, we did.
What'd you have a fight at the Langham?
Do you not remember?
Like, barely.
We got in a fight because I was like, Natalie, I wish you were nicer to me when you were drunk. And then I'm not saying like nicer, like it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
I was just saying like, I would like the sweet Natalie sober back. You know, like Natalie sure. can be sweet sometimes when she's sober.
I have so much fun with everybody when I'm drunk.
This is what she was saying when she's drunk too. It's like, yeah, I understand you have a lot of fun, but every time you're with me, it's like fucking the demons come out of you.
I don't think that's true at all.
That's what you do to me.
Really?
You're nice to fucking everybody but me.
Oh, maybe she's projecting.
Maybe. So essentially, Natalie, you want Natalie to be nicer to you when she's drunk.
Yeah, I want Natalie to be nicer to me.
Because she seems to be nice to everybody when she's drunk, but she's not nice to
I
you.
Like, I think she like takes it out on me.
Do you get jealous that Natalie's off the clock and having fun with everybody, and you're like, that's my Natalie?
No.
There's maybe some issues there?
No, never. Because you know what happens is like, I'm like, oh, Natalie's having so much fun. And like, I have like the best interactions with people when they're drunk.
Right.
And then I go over to Natalie. I'm like, oh, maybe Natalie's in a good mood too, because everyone's in such a good mood. And then I talk to Natalie and she's like, what? and I'm like, Natalie, hello? And she's like, what do you want?
I think.
I'm like, Natalie, chill. It's fine. I just wanted to know if you want to keep going out or you want to go back home. She's like, don't talk to me right now.
There's no way.
You sound like exactly.
I think I know what's going on here.
She's probably expecting you to maybe say something like, go get me fucking 8,000 ping pong balls.
This is literally turning into therapy.
Right?
Yeah.
And so maybe she does like jump down your throat and you're coming as a friend because your roles are not delineated at all.
Ah.
It's very confusing. It's very blurry.
It's very
here.
Confusing to be coworkers and also be friends. Yes,
yeah.
I would not recommend it.
No,
I will not ever
I
do
think
it again.
That the issue.
This is my last year.
Way to go, Natalie. We're all out of a job.
Right.
Just be nice when you're drunk. Jesus.
This is the argument that I made that night too, is that I feel like I don't even talk to David when I'm drunk because I know that you're sober filming, doing whatever you're doing, and that you don't want to be bothered by whatever the hell I'm drunkenly doing.
Oh.
Well, no, I think it's funny. I love being bothered by when Zane's drunk. I think it's the funniest thing. I love
you just
drunk
said
people.
Zane's drunk, not when Natalie's drunk.
Exactly.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's not what she's saying.
Yeah, because Zane's nice when he's drunk. Like, I love drunk people.
I just
find Zane's nicer.
Are you not nice to David when you're drunk?
I don't. I mean, obviously, I'm drunk, so I don't know, but.
Nice. Regardless, Natalie, I'm.
You think I'm a bitch? Yeah, I
do this thing when I.
I think you're the bestest girl ever, and I'm so happy to have you a part of the team. And
what? Get on your knee now.
I'm not in love with you. I know you'd love that. But I'm not into you, and I never will be. I'm actually into Jason.
Oh, so I went to buy Natalie's birthday gift the other day, and yep. I went in the store, and I recognized the woman from behind the counter. She was in, like, my favorite TV show of all time, and she's really, really, really funny, and she's working retail, and it was really depressing.
Wow.
And then I felt bad because I was like, I know you. She was like, oh, no, no, you don't. You don't know me. Aww. And I was like, no. I'm like, oh. And then I said the show. She was like, it's me. It's me. But then it wasn't like too bad because I told her how funny she was. She was like, you really made my day. Thank you so much. But oh, I still wow. felt bad because I was like, that's how hard it is to be an actor. That's like when Charlie wants to say she wants to be an actress. My daughter, I'm yeah, just
it's
like.
It's fucking crazy to be an actor.
Brutal.
Bro.
You it's can have fucking this woman, David, is 10 times funnier than you or me oh, or wow, okay. fucking Natalie put together.
Really?
She's like golden. And she's fucking.
She must be pretty funny.
Natalie.
You know what? Yeah, I read the other day the actor from Aladdin hasn't received an audition since his role in Aladdin.
Okay, and you told me that. Now, why is that? Is it because the movie didn't do well or is it because.
No, the movie did great. It was a $1 billion movie. It's not the movie.
I don't understand.
They said he had mediocre acting, so it was really hard for him to find a job after that.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop a ton of other people who are mediocre actors and get paid crazy money.
Yeah.
There's tons of mediocre actors out there. Jason's been in like 30 If you're movies. In a blockbuster movie, you have a name and you should be able to carry a lot of weight.
What I'm trying to say is acting is not like, acting is like, that scares me so much. Like you could be on a high for like a season of a show and then it's all gone. Then you got to start all over again. You got to start auditioning.
Oh, I did it, man. I would book a pilot. And then, like, all my friends, the same thing. Like, we'd book pilots and be like, this is it, man. This is it. We're going to be making $25,000 a week. And then, of course, like, the pilot gets made and it doesn't get picked up.
What was your biggest paycheck acting?
Probably, like, $25 for a pilot.
Oh, for one
yeah,
pilot?
Yeah, but then it didn't go.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
It's nice.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. It was really nice.
Did you think that you were hitting it big?
Yeah, every time. And I was also younger then and stupid. So I'm like, this is it. Like,
how many pilots do people book that don't actually turn into real TV shows?
People book a pilot every single year that don't burn TV shows.
When I was a kid, I didn't know what pilot meant, and I used to like look at new episodes of TV shows, and I just thought it was a coincidence that all the first episodes were named pilot. And I thought it had something to do with like an actual like air traffic pilot. Like,
oh, that's funny. Why is the first episode always about the airport? yeah, and the network has a list of people that they go to, so they constantly cast the same people. Especially in like comedy, which was what I was trying to do. Yeah, so like if you look at a guy like the guy from like Big Bang Theory who won all the Emmys. I can't remember his name, but he was like on their list for like a long time. Like this guy's something and finally got on a show that hit. What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened here since you've been working with David?
Well, this
Natalie
one
caught
time.
Me jerking off.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yeah.
No way. I don't believe you.
David like hides in the corner of his bathroom and locks it. When
wow, you would know exactly where I jerk off. In the corner of the bathroom.
That's weird.
How do you know that?
He's got the cameras in
there
now.
Cameras in your bathroom that I have.
You got the cameras.
I'm always scared getting caught masturbating by Natalie. That's like my biggest fear. Like I'd rather have my parents walk in 30 times over and over. But like Natalie catching me jerking off, that's really gonna fucking
that
bother
really
me.
Bother you?
Why? Yeah,
dude, did you know I caught Jason jerking off once?
Here we go.
No.
Oh my god, it was fucking great. Jason was in his room. He didn't know I was in the living room of his own house, and I FaceTimed him. And right when I got off FaceTime, like I wanted to go in there and like prank him and be like, I'm here. And I didn't even knock. I just busted through the door, and he goes, oh, David, what are you doing here? He said it like that, and he was so fucking embarrassed.
Oh my god.
David, what are you doing here? And immediately I'm like, oh, he's masturbating. I didn't see anything, but I'm like, I saw him cover up, and the way he said it, I was like,
I didn't cover up.
He's jacking off.
No, I didn't cover up. I was on the phone with you a second ago.
Yeah.
I was masturbating before you called, but once you called, I didn't go back to jacking off.
I think you picked up his phone call in the middle of
masturbating. Hey, man, we got to make the fucking videos.
So, anyway.
Someone's got to pay the rent.
I left his room. I didn't bring it up until the next day.
And why didn't you?
Because it was so awkward.
Yeah, it was awkward.
And then the next day, we were all sitting around in our living room, and I had nothing to vlog. So I go, I have something funny to talk about. And Jason goes, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I know what you're about to bring up. even though we still haven't talked about it. And I was like, I caught Jason masturbating the other day. And he goes, damn it. Yeah, it is. It's really embarrassing to catch someone masturbating.
Well, it's like your vulnerable moment.
It's like the most vulnerable moment in the world. Like,
right.
To be having like a time to yourself like that.
Thinking and just, you're all alone.
Yeah, it's tough. Especially hard when you do it four times a day. There's a lot more risk in that.
I can't relate to that. Is that where you go? But...
That's where I go, yeah.
Well, Dave, I've got my Christmas list and I'm ready to give it to you.
You're checking it twice?
Like what you want?
I want a lunch. I only have one thing on my list this year. And it is just a nice lunch.
You got to put a time limit on it because you know he's going to get in there, order his food, swallow it down in one gulp. And
yeah, you know what? Now I didn't even want to fucking do it. You're right. I think lunch is a reasonable request.
I fuck with lunch. I think lunch is always a good idea. Dinners I don't like. Lunches are good.
You canceled dinners. I know. That's why I'm asking for lunch.
Yeah, I'll do lunches with you. I think lunches like get things moving.
Yeah, I agree.
But dinners can sometimes put a stop to things.
Well, now when I eat, I just pass out. So I can't even have dinner anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Natalie, come on.
Sorry.
Yeah, right, you fat ass. There's no fucking way you're skipping dinner.
Nat, if you were like going to die tomorrow and I got your last meal, what would it be? How would you spend your last day eating?
I'd call my mom.
Okay.
And I'd have her make me my favorite meal.
What's your favorite meal?
She makes like Parmesan potatoes and skirt steak. Her skirt steak's really good.
Oh, skirt steak's my favorite.
Oh, and yeah, I tried it the other day. It smelled like fish. You remember that?
I remember that, but that's because you're a freaking weirdo.
I came in, I was like, what is this fish smelling thing? And then she goes, it's my steak. And I go, oh, it smells great. And then I tried it. And
no, you were like, fuck this. It smells like fish, Jen. She was like, I never liked you, David.
What does your mother think of David?
She loves me.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't like David.
She says, Natalie, I know you're there to pay the bills, and I respect that, but get the fuck out of there as soon as you can.
Come live with me in my trailer.
All right, Jason.
Come on, Jay. She doesn't like you either, motherfucker.
Well, we all know it's not a trailer.
Yeah, it's a trailer by choice.
It's a trailer by choice.
She doesn't even live in it. She has her home.
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, it's on wheels. It's an RV.
Come live with me in my
trailer. No, she has an actual home.
Come live with me in my trailer by choice.
Yeah.
Trailer by choice.
There we go.
Trailer by choice. What a great line.
Natalie, if you could be any animal.
A fucking lion, because I'm a...
Bitch. Is that what you're about to say?
If you were a lion, would you take David's arm off?
If Natalie was a lion, I'd be an elephant. And I'd just stomp on her head.
I don't know.
I think a lion could take it.
No fucking way could a lion take down an elephant.
With their friends, they can.
With their Natalie doesn't have any
friends. I am
so. Going back to the 2020 Hulkamania, brother. Double team right here. I'm a lion too.
Even two lions couldn't take down one elephant.
Yes.
No.
You got it enough.
Two lions couldn't take down a giraffe, let alone an elephant.
Yes, they could.
Nope.
Have you ever seen a wild video? Wildlife video?
I've seen
a couple wild videos.
I love improv.
Four times a day I see wild videos.
We had two different jokes going there.
Oh yeah, Jason, by the way, guys, Jason's joke was wild and out. Also killer joke.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. Yours is better. Yours is better.
Thank
I'll give
you.
It to you.
Thank you. Well, I brought it back to something earlier in the conversation.
Yeah, it was nice.
You know me?
Send it. David now has two Christmas trees in his house right now. Just to give you an idea of what's going on at Clickbait Manor, there's two Christmas trees here. The one I bought him that was fake, which he declared was shit, in the car today. And he's like, we rode by a Christmas tree shop. And I was like, oh, the Christmas tree shop. He's like, oh, let's get a tree. I'm like, yeah, I got you a tree. And he's like, no, not that at fucking shit, a real tree. Which I get, like real trees are nice, but artificial trees are pretty good. For what they are. Okay. And I was able to get it in November.
I don't know.
November 2nd.
This may sound like a very stupid question.
Okay.
What's better for the environment? A real tree or an artificial tree?
An artificial tree.
Yeah, I think an artificial tree.
You think?
Because you're
all that plastic. Oh, but you have to
reuse it.
But you have to reuse it.
That's the whole point of an artificial tree. You pack it up and you reuse it every year.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot people reuse those trees.
You just throw it out every year.
I've never
throw the artificial tree.
I've never had an artificial tree.
You have it?
No, my parents every time like someone would have an artificial tree,
yeah.
My parents would be like look down on those people.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah, like my parents would be like, it's not Christmassy at all.
It makes a lot of sense why they hate my mother. We had an artificial tree.
Oh, yeah. There's something so amazing about a real tree. I think Christmas trees should be year-round. I wanted to make this decision earlier.
I think Christmas lights should be year round, but go ahead.
Christmas lights should definitely be your, at least the yellow ones, like the white yellow ones.
Yeah.
Not like green and red. That's weird. Mm-hmm. But like Christmas lights are beautiful. But I think the Christmas tree makes everything feel so much more homier. Like crazy.
Well, you know what that is. It's just greenery. It's just like plants. It's just a giant plant in your house.
Maybe you need more plants in your life.
Yeah. If you had like more plants, I feel like it would
be plants, less stiff.
Natalie, you know you're just creating more work for yourself by saying this.
Plants will make it feel like I live
Trust
in a
me,
jungle.
Trust me, we put plants in like a couple months ago and they're all dead.
Remember when you guys put the selfie wall, the Polaroid on the wall?
Yes.
That was the fucking best. I don't want to talk about Natalie that. Took all these Polaroids of people. And they were like really great photos and they were like lying around the house. And then one day she decided to like make like a wall of like Polaroids.
Collage wall of photos.
As I was watching her do it, I'm like, Dave's gonna fucking hate this. They were just Polaroids on a wall.
He took one step out of his room and he was like, what the fuck? This is what you've been doing for the past 2 hours?
I just died laughing when I saw the
and pictures. They spent a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
And they were trying to be helpful and it just didn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Whatever. You know, yeah. You win some, you
what are you gonna do?
Put that one out.
Where are you guys? Where are you gonna be on Christmas, Dave?
I'm probably gonna be back home.
Yeah, but like, what are you gonna be doing? Are you gonna be filming?
He will be back home.
Okay, yeah, I'll be back home.
He won't?
No, I will. I will.
What are you gonna be doing?
Spreading Christmas joy.
You're right. Hey, I have a new house. I've offered you to come see it a bunch. You fucking ignore me every time.
No, I said I'm down. I need to be in the right mood for it.
What kind of mood is that?
I have nothing better to do, Louie. No, I will go see it. I'm down.
No, you were nice yesterday. You're like, I'm down for that. But then today came and went because you sat around doing magic tricks all
today,
day.
You know why? And I'll be honest with you, like why I've been sitting around all day.
I'd love to know.
And this is the only time I'm ever going to say it because I never want to say this out loud again. I felt a little under
the weather. Did everybody hear that? David never wants to say this out loud ever again.
Okay, Natalie. Don't make me yell at you like I did at the Langham. I was feeling under the weather today, but I didn't want to verbalize it. And I didn't want to say it out loud.
Yeah, because you knew I'd walk right out the door.
No, because I knew then I'd be like in my head, be like, oh, I'm gonna like if I knew if I say it out loud.
Next time, please verbalize it so I can go on with my day.
Our manager Jack Reed is here.
What's up, Jack?
Guys, how are you?
Say your catchphrase so people know who you are.
My man,
that's his catchphrase.
We're here.
Right before David was about to present for the AMAs, I got a text from him with the script, and he was supposed to say the...
And by script, it was two lines. Like, I didn't have any serious dialogue in this presentation.
It was like 12 words.
Yeah.
And the last three words were, the incomparable Kesha. And David had texted me saying, all freaking out about whether he should say the word incomparable.
So my script said incomparable, and the way incomparable is spelled is it's incomparable. Like, that's how it's spelled out, but it's read incomparable. And I'm like, I cannot do this and fuck this up. This is my first time presenting. So when we got, like, right before I started presenting, like, you meet with the producers, and they're like, do you want to change anything about your script? And I was like, yeah, absolutely. I had no idea I was going to be able to do this. Can I change incomparable to incredible? And they're like, yeah, totally, it's totally fine. And I was making such a big fucking deal out of it. Like, I was in my Uber on the way over there, and I kept going, incomparable, incomparable, oh, incomparable, incomparable. I was so fucking nervous about one word. And I was like, they're not going to let me change it because I feel like Kesha wants to be called incomparable. Like, I feel like she's not going to want to she's not going to want to be called incredible.
This came from the Kesha people. She must be called incomparable.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I'm like, Kesha's more than incredible. Like, she's going to want like a cooler word, like incomparable.
Yeah.
So I was like, they're not going to let me fucking change it. But they let me change it. So I want to give a quick shout out to the incomparable and incredible Kesha.
What's up, Kesha?
What's up, Kesha? Thank you for letting me change the word so I can have an easier time. It's so funny because, like, I think I brought this up on the other podcast, but it's so crazy how, like, I made such a big deal out of my two lines. Like, I'm, like, shitting bricks, like, to present these two lines on television when there's, like, Lizzo, Billie Eilish, and all these who have, like, these choreographed huge set pieces where they're singing these ballads.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is go, here's Kesha. but I'm like, fucking shaking in the back. But everyone else there has, like, these fucking huge roles they're playing.
But you were kind of nervous, right? I mean, it was a lot of people.
So nervous.
I know.
I was so nervous.
Is that the most nervous you've been?
No, not the most. When I hosted the Teen Choice Awards.
Teen Choice, you were most nervous.
I mean, that's crazy. I can't believe they let me fucking host a show just like that. Like, that's pretty crazy. And I almost was too scared. I almost said no.
I know.
There's like a...
No, I'll be honest. Out of 2019, that was like a big point where I was like, fuck, David's really going for this. I was like... Because remember, we were iffy.
Yeah.
We weren't like.
I remember I was in New York. I was sitting outside Casey's office and we were on the phone for like 30, 40 minutes. Like, do I do this? Do I do this? And like, I really wanted to do it.
I remember.
But I was super scared to say yes. And I'm so, so, so fucking glad I did it because it was one of the best experiences.
Agreed.
I think I ever have in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Like looking back at it, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I was very proud that you decided
Thanks,
to
Jack.
Do
Speaking
it.
Of being proud, do you think, I was thinking about this earlier.
Oh, sure.
Who do you think? Well, you brought up something earlier. You think I should get you a car?
I didn't say it like that.
You did say
I
it.
Just said I saw a recent vlog where Natalie got another car.
Sure.
And so Natalie now has two cars in the driveway I saw. And so I'm just wondering, one's a Mercedes, which is sure. great. So that's like her day-to-day car?
Yeah.
It's like her CVS.
You think there's too many?
Well, yeah, because now, so she almost has a secondary car.
Yeah.
And then I guess me, you know, who's been working with you for like 5, 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, yeah, maybe, I don't know. Yeah. It just sort of seemed to make sense.
What kind of car do you want, Jack?
I don't know, you know? I don't know.
I don't know, Audi yeah. A6. No, but okay, explain, who do you think, well, Jay, you in your unbiased opinion,
yeah.
who do you think should get who a car first? Should I get Jack a car or should Jack get me a car?
Well, that's tough because you make way more money than Jack, so I don't think Jack can afford to buy you a car.
Great, okay.
And
equal value to him. So like me buying him a car maybe is like him buying me like a motorcycle or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And I'll say this though, it's more about like other people kind of like, because to me, I know like David's savvy and he's a great video, got a lot of views. So it's like, he's not doing it to spite me.
Right.
But at the same time, I get all these DMs and texts like, yo, bro, like, where's your car at?
Yeah. And I've gotten like, one DM like that.
No. I mean, 8 or 9. And I'm like, yeah, it's coming. You
it's
know?
Coming.
I think, you know.
Jason, who do you think does Jack deserve one car or does Natalie deserve her second car?
Natalie deserves 8 or 9 cars.
Okay.
For just dealing with him every day. You know, you pop in here, Jack. You pop in for a little bit, and then you leave.
Jack, you're here once a month.
We won't see you for another month here.
Yeah.
Well, I asked to be on more, but David always says,
what does Jack do when Natalie's here?
What do you mean?
Well, go into the whole thing where you're talking about Natalie's working hard and Jack's on.
Jack, I remember it.
To my fucking God.
You know what?
We're losing, Jack.
You know what? I think I need to go sleep. I'm not having a good day. I think I got up too early the last 2 mornings.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have it anymore. I might be out. I might be done. I can't remember what that bit was. Guys, I'm feeling a little down today.
Yeah, what's wrong?
Because I'm just...
Are you bummed out that you messed up that meeting?
Yeah, I feel pretty bad about it.
Is that what it is?
We had a meeting just now, and I wasn't good in the meeting. But I just haven't been sleeping much.
Jason had a serious cough attack during our meeting.
Yeah.
A big meeting. And he left.
With about 20 people.
With 20 people in my living
room. There's not 20 people! It keeps getting bigger and bigger every time you tell the story!
Okay, it was like 14.
You know what hurts the most?
What?
When you laugh at me, it doesn't hurt at all. When Dima makes fun of me, it doesn't hurt. When Natalie laughs, oh my God, it hurts so bad. It hurts so bad. I don't know why. Because she doesn't laugh that much. She doesn't think things are that funny in general.
Yeah.
But when I fuck something up and Natalie goes, Jason fucked up like that.
Oh, Jason's.
It hurts the most.
Jason's bringing this up because right after the meeting, I go, Natalie, dude, how about Jason fucking up that entire meeting? And Natalie almost spit out the burrito she was working on. She literally almost spit it out because she's like, yes, 100%.
I guess I pitched a TikTok idea that wasn't good. I mean, I don't know.
Jason, during the meeting, pitches a TikTok idea.
Fuck you guys. I hate it. I hate it here. I've got up twice the last 2 mornings to do bits really early.
I hate it here. No,
I'm just out of it today, okay?
And then we made fun of him for pitching the TikTok idea, and now he's a little bit out of it. Jay, you're fine. We appreciate you.
What if I start crying right now?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Steven's like, leave that in.
Oh, man, this podcast, I'm telling you, that's another problem. This podcast is fucking getting on me, man. It's getting hard to make this fucking podcast.
Really?
It really is.
This one was really breezy.
You don't do anything. You just sit there and talk. You don't fucking go in the back with Dima and argue about shit.
We have Scott here as one of the guests on our podcast. Scott is one of our closest
least
friends.
Least interesting friend.
Our least interesting friend. No, not true at all. Scott's been on tour for the last, what, 30, 40 days?
Yeah, about 40 days.
How many cities did you do?
We did 30 cities.
He went he was on a bus for 30 different cities, like in a row. Yeah. He wasn't home for 30 cities. He did this entire thing, this entire tour.
Hey, you got to understand, Scott's life is pretty great. He's got a great girlfriend. He's in shape. He goes to the gym every day. He eats right. He has so
that's a
vlog channel.
It's a lot giving that up for 30 to 40 days. And I'm curious. I like getting into the financials of things. And so Scott told us how much he made from this tour. And I don't know. Do you want to say how much you made?
Sure. Well, I can tell you what I was estimated to make. It was about $70,000 for doing a, you know, the full tour would be like what I was supposed to make.
So the full tour would have gotten you 70 grand. Because you have to keep in mind, you have to pay for everybody, all the crew, all the people that are in the band, like everybody, the hotels, travel, gas.
It's extremely expensive. Like even just doing like the bus itself is like $50,000 because you're paying for gas, you're paying for the driver, you're paying for renting the bus, you're paying for hotels for 10 crew members whenever we stop. And like if we have an off day, we would get hotels.
Yeah.
So that we can poop, because you can't poop on the bus.
So 70 was your expected
to earn. And somehow I ended up making negative $175,000 about.
That is fucking insane. That's ridiculous. It makes no sense to me because, well, first off, I went to one of Scott's shows and it was really, really, really great. It's a lot better. Like, I mean, I don't even want to compare it to when he started because it just doesn't make sense.
Well, do you remember the first show was I did Sad Song at your first podcast show?
I remember forgetting the lyrics.
I didn't know anything. I had never rehearsed. I'd never, like, I read those lyrics off of a piece of paper when I was rapping it. Like,
yeah. Scott, I literally want to like fucking start a GoFundMe. That is ridiculous. And not only that, you were sick the entire tour because tour is such hard work. I wish people understood it. And just the fact that somehow the budgeting didn't work out and you lost $175,000 is the most insane story to me. You texted us that and my fucking jaw hit the floor.
It's crazy. Imagine someone like I'm very lucky that I had enough money in my account to where like I didn't go negative overall after this tour. Like I could be homeless right now if I went on this tour thinking I was going to make money and lost a bunch of it.
Yeah, you're very lucky. Wow. It's insane.
Like I didn't think that this was a gamble. I thought that what I was projected to make would be what I was going to make.
Moral of the story is, Scott's a great dude. Go listen to his music. Go check out his songs. Serious, serious dope songs. And there's a lot of improvement. I go listen to his like first song and then go listen to the shit he's putting out now. It's really, 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 really fucking impressive. Where can people find the music? We'll cut this out.
Just type in Scotty Sire anywhere.
All right. Well, thanks, Scott, for joining us for that part of the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me share how much money that I don't have.
That is the craziest story I think I'll ever hear.
You want to collab on merch again?
Sure.
Everybody knows that I'm the oldest guy here.
True.
And I might not be able to live much longer. Who knows? I could go any day.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be smart if we do some co-host auditions in case I go.
Okay, so who vibes with me the most?
Yeah, we're gonna see who vibes with you the most. You get 30 seconds to vibe with David. Oh, Todd, go and do like welcome back to Views.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. I'm here with one of my friends who's slept with the majority of my other friends.
Hey, David. You know what? Maybe I have. What do you guys say about it, huh?
Nothing. We're vibing great already, Todd.
I think I just do it for you and your content. So you can talk about it and you can make fun of me. You can ask him.
That's why
how great I am in bed,
Todd. That's why I fuck with it hardcore. I also should say, Todd. He's one of my closest friends. He is the biggest, thickest fingers you will ever see in your entire life. Even grabbing the mic, I'm scared he's going to crush the mic because his fingers are so big.
I am pretty tense right now because I'm a little nervous. I'm kidding. I'm not. I'm grabbing the mic.
And time.
Wait. I just want to say something about David's.
That's pretty good.
He has the nicest ass in the group besides Natalie.
Thank you. What a nice thing to say.
It's
really sweet. Natalie just threw up.
Oh, here we go. Here's tryout number two, Carly Encontro.
This is Carly. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views. I'm here with one of my friends who looks like she's 17, even though she's 42. Hello, Carly. How are you?
Hey, what about my fingers?
You have probably the smallest fingers in the world.
Okay, thanks. Is that my time?
No, you got to vibe back. We
vibing.
No. She's quoting TikTok.
David and I already vibe. We don't have to do this.
No. could you imagine? Like, that's how I record the podcast with you. You're like, why do we have to record a podcast? We already have good conversations.
Why are you talking to me about this again?
Well, Carly, usually you have to insult me back because Jason would give an insult back after I insult him.
You're too funny.
Okay, that's pretty good.
You're too funny. It hurts my stomach.
I think I'm going to keep her. Thank you, Carly.
All right.
That's how you do it, Jason.
All right. That was Carly and Contro. Here's audition number 3, Natalie Meriduena.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to View.
Yeah, whatever, David. No one gives a fuck. Goodbye.
Wow. I like that one the least, Jason. Door number 3 is my least favorite.
Can I take mine back? I got kind of nervous and I said some regretful things.
What, did you compliment Natalie's butt?
Yeah, that was just out of left field. I don't mean that.
No. Natalie, how did you feel about Todd complimenting your butt?
Thank you, Todd. I really appreciate it. Todd's like, woo, feel.
You're right. She is nice to everybody but you.
All right. Well, guys, that's all the time we have for... All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. It's been a Views podcast. Go buy Jason's merch. Go check out my merch. Go check out our Instagrams. We'll see you guys soon. My name is Jeff.
Go check out Todd's Instagram. It's lit.
Thank you, Jason. Todd's Instagram. It's lit.